Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we come to Luke chapter 12. We're going to look at verses 8 and 9. Jesus said, "I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God." While it's important that each of us shares the message of Jesus with others, this verse is not speaking about evangelism. Here, Jesus is explaining how a person enters into the kingdom of God. To acknowledge means to recognize Jesus as the anointed one from God, the Messiah. Those who acknowledge Jesus have access to the way of salvation. The most important question you will ever answer is this: have you acknowledged that Jesus is the only way of salvation? Have you trusted in Jesus alone as the only way to have a relationship with the living God? Acknowledging Jesus now will allow you to hear one day those words, "Welcome home, good and faithful servant." Rejecting him now will mean eternal separation from God, who loves you so much that he sent his Son just for you. Following is a prayer of acknowledgement, and I challenge you to make this prayer your own. You ready? Lord Jesus, I acknowledge you as the Son of God who came to this earth to die on a cross for my sins. I confess that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I trust in you as the only way to have a relationship with the living God. I believe you bore my sins in your body on the cross. I trust in you as the one who paid sin's penalty on my behalf. I look forward to the day when you acknowledge me before the angels of God. In your name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, let us know about it. We'd love to help you get started on your journey. Email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.